Our Place, from the Christian Science Journal, December 1, 1883, by Pioneer. I believe that God has given to everyone a place, and in this harmonious creation, there is no void, nothing left out, nothing lacking. So we may as well try to breathe without air or think without mind as to think we can rotate out of the divine order of being or take any place other than our own. Others may try to usurp us. They may try to be like us. They may move earth and apparently heaven to gain our position. But when God has placed us there, we are there, and naught can move us out of this our rightful inheritance. If this were understood, many warfares would cease, envy and jealousy be exchanged for the peaceful gleams of joy and gratitude, and mingling with the light of love, would bring to man new health and happiness, yea, life immortal. We never see the stars vying for each other's places, nor the sun and moon at variance, nor have we seen a Paul take Peter's place, or John the place of our master, or vice versa. Each fills its own, her own, his own place, whether they have knowledge of it or not. And I, for one, would be content in the sweet consciousness that I have a place with thee, eternal love. And however grand or great, humble or small, I am of thy creation. Therefore, thine.